This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom aleichem, baruchim abam. I hope everybody has easy fast. Shavuot Sabbatim, it's like one of the best days of the year. First of all, it's the longest fast, so yeah, it's the most time you don't have to eat. You have more. You could do more on Shavuot Sabbatim than any other day. It's amazing. You know, Rebbe, Shavuot Sabbatim is going to be a Yom Tif. So Rebbe already, 1,500 years ago, he felt it. So he was Rachatz Bekroino Shel Tzipori B'Shiva Asar B'Tamaz. So that was Rebbe on his Madrega. He felt it was a Yom Tif. We wouldn't have felt it. But now we're 1,500 years later. I think maybe could be we even we could feel it. I don't know. Okay, here we go. We're in middle of Sif Dalid. We're talking about the scenario in the Tilas Yadayim where you washed part of your hand and then you washed the remainder of the hand. Nothing happens. You did not effectuate Tahara. The hand remains Tahar because Ein Netila L'Chatzo in the That was Sif Gimel. That was the case of Sif Gimel. Sif Dalid was... Sif Dalid was you poured water on one hand, and when you pour water on one hand, you then rubbed it on the other. So now you're up the creek without a paddle. Even if afterwards you pour on both hands. Why? What was the issue? Because the water that you poured on hand one became tameh. The Mishnah Berurah explained that the water you poured on hand one, it was less than a revius, so your hand become tahar, but the water is tameh. And then when you rubbed it on the second hand became tameh. And there's no way to be metaher, tameh water that came from a different hand. The Mechaber said, "Ve'in mayim shniim metarim ela hamayim shenitmeu machmas hayad atzma, v'loy haba machmas hayad u'acheres." Now, we're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Vav. Chaverta. Namely, u'memela gam hi atzma nitmeis. Hand one itself is tameh. Why? Because it seems like the water on hand one, which is tamei, so that is awaiting you to pour mayim shniim on it. But now you touched it with a tamei hand. V'tzarech lenagva gamkin. You have to dry hand one. Kivan shekiblu meimeha tuma. Since the water in hand one received tuma al yedei negiasam v'yada shniya tameya by touching the second tamei hand. Umayim ashniyim eino metarin, and second waters are not metar. Ela tuma, tuma sayad, only the tuma of the hand, atzma. Avaloi mea tuma shaba aleya mimakam acha. Okay, this is where we're up to from yesterday. Umameila hu adin kishashafach mayim rishaynim l'shtei yadav. The same thing would apply if you poured the first pouring on both hands. Kal achas b'fnei atzma, each one by itself. V'shiv shifam zebazeh, and then you rub them together. Nitme'u zemizeh. They became tamei one from the other. V'loi mahani mayim shniyim letaram. And mayim shniyim will not help to be metaher them kilakameh. So it's not only if you only do mayim rishonim on hand A and you touch with hand B. It's also if you did mayim rishonim on hand A and hand B and then you rub them together, because what you're doing is each hand is now being mekabel tuma from a different hand. So it's going to have on it mayim tameyim, not from the hand itself, but from a different hand. And mayim that became tame from a different hand do not become tahar with mayim shniyim. Now, why is that the case? What if you were to pour a complete revius of mayim shniyim? Would that do the job? Because mayim, a revius, is like a mikvah tahara. A revius is like a mikvah tahara. So shouldn't a revius work? So are we talking about where you don't have a revius? Or is there a special din that Netilas Yadayim could only remove Tuma from that hand itself, not from a different hand, even if you use a revius? We've yet to see. Back in the Mechaber, Hilkach Hashoifich Me'akli Al Yaday Achas. Therefore, if you pour from a kli on one hand, V'shiv Shev Bechaber, and you rub it on the other hand, what you need to do is Sarach lenagiv yadav, you need to dry your hands. Belachsav elitlam karay, and wash them properly. Says Mishabura, Hilka Chashefech, Ritzalamra, Hold, the Nitmeis Chaverta, since hand two became Tameh, Mamela, Gamhi Nitmeis, Vechanal, and Mamela, even hand one became Tameh. Alkein Sarach Lenage, Veshte Yadim, Etchil, you have to dry both hands, Velach Savalitlan Kadin, and wash them properly. Uveloi Nigov, if you don't dry them, Loi Mahani, will not help. Afim Yishbechalim, Kamapamim, even if you pour many, many times, it won't help. Vechanal. Now, he didn't say it won't help if you don't pour Revius. If you pour Revius, maybe that would help. We don't know yet. I don't know yet. The Mechaber continues. Lefikach hanoitel yadav tzarech sheyishbech le'acher aleihem. To wash netilas yadayim, you must have someone else pour the water on your hand. You know, you need to have a personal netilas yadayim pourer. And if you can't afford it, people have all kinds of insurance. They have life insurance, homeowner's insurance, rental insurance, long-term care insurance. Why not have Netilas Yadayim insurance? That's what the Mechaber seems to be saying. You need to have someone to pour the water on your hands. Why? Why just because if you touch hand one with hand two, you're up the creek without a paddle, do you need to have someone else pour on your hands? Just don't do that. Don't touch one hand to the other. Says Mishabru, Lefika Chanoita Ritzalimar. Hol Shebeyar Nushetzach Lizar Shaliga Yad Achas Bechaverta. Since we explained that you have to be careful not to touch one hand with the other, Kaidim Gemar Hanatila Umatzli Li Kasha Wazah. And it's very likely, it's very frequent, it's common to be nichshal and in fact to touch one hand with the other. Therefore, it's better to do one of three things. Dahainu, oy sheyishbeich acher revius bevas achas al yadav. Either someone else should pour a revius at one time on your hand. Or you should pour a revius on your hand, like we're going to say later. Or you should pour a full revius on each hand. Then your hands will become completely tahar, and touching one to the other will not be an issue. V'shuv ein negiasim zubazu mekalkalin. V'adarabba, mitzvah l'chatchila l'shavshifam zubazu acherkach. If you pour a full revius on your hands, on each hand, it's a mitzvah to rub them together. Says Mishabru aleihem, hainu al shtei yodav ke'achad, on your two hands together. Da'az chashuvin shneim ki'arachas. If you put them together, then they're all considered like one hand. And they will not become tameh by the fact that they touched each other. The Mechaber continues, if you don't have someone else to pour on your hands, hold the kli with the tips of your fingers. If you hold the kli with the tips of your fingers, you'll be able to pour on both hands simultaneously. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. If you don't have someone else, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you have someone else, it's always better halachically for someone else to wash your hands for Netilas Yadayim. That's better than to do it yourself. It's very difficult that the water should in fact come on your whole hands and on the tips of your fingers in this fashion. So you're gonna contort yourself in this way where you're holding the Netilas Yadayim kli with the tips of your hand and somehow simultaneously turn the kli over where it's washing both hands. Or you could pour a revius on each hand. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Mem Aleph, you're pouring on both hands together, right? So loymer, v'al yidei zeh b'revius achas, dai b'revius achas. meaning to say through this it's enough with one revius. V'shuv ein tzach mayim shniyim l'tarim. Then you won't need mayim shniyim to be metarit. Oy yishbeich al kol achas revius, or pour on each one a revius. Namely, right, so lemer sheyechas akli kedarke, hold it regularly. V'yishbeich al kol yad v'yad b'fnei atzma, and pour on each hand by itself revius v'vas achas. Dim yishbeich revius rak al yad achas. Because if you're only going to pour revius on one hand, then the other hand, which is tameh, will make it tameh. Will make the first hand tameh. Tekabel tuma yidei negiyasa b'chaverta. It will, if you pour less than revius on hand two, then the tameh water on hand two will be metameh hand one. And then the mechaber says, v'achar kach yishav shefeim. And then rub them together. Why? Shahashoyfech revius ke'achar. If you pour revius at one time, ein tzarch mayim shniyim letaharam. You don't need secondary water to metar them. Sha'as revius v'asachas k'may tefila. They made a revius at one time, like tefila she'ena tzricha shtifa beis pa'amim, that you don't have to do it twice. Now, what would the halacha be if you washed with less than a revius on hand one, and then hand two touched hand one? Would it help to pour a revius on hand one, or hand one is up the creek without a paddle? Because if a revius is like a mikvah, l'chaira, a mikvah could be metaher, mayim that became tummy from a different hand, or is that not true? We still haven't seen absolutely clearly, can a revius of mayim be metaher water that became tummy from a different hand? Let's see the Mishnah Berura. V'achar kach yishav shefeim. If you pour revius on each hand, al-kein, al-kol anizkar le'elkai. It's going on all the above cases mentioned. Whether you pour revius on one on each hand, or you pour revius simultaneously on both hands, or if somebody else washed your hands. V'ratzalom redibay fanam elu su en chshash kilkol ayidei ha-shifshav. In all these scenarios, there's no issue if you rub them together. If you look in the Shaar Tzia in Sivkat and Lamed Hey, he's trying to explain why if you pour revius on the first hand, the second hand could be metame the first hand. He says, because the din that a revius is not mekabel tuma, the revius only came on the first hand, but on the second hand there was less than a revius, so that's metame the rishayna. But what would the halacha then be if you poured another revius on that hand? Would that help, or you have to dry it? Doesn't say, we have not encountered explicitly that would not help, but maybe it wouldn't. One more, Mem Dalid. Ratzolaymer v'ayidei zeh nigmara kol taras yadayim. If you poured a revius on each hand, you've completed the whole purity of the hands. V'shuvein chshash klal. And then there's no longer a concern. Al yadei negiasam elu be'elu. If they touch each one touches the other. Okay, we'll pick it up here. Bez Hashem, Monday.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.